All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Great job again. Our national anthem at Chester High School. Do or die, baby. Got to win to keep your season alive. The District 1 5A tournament opening round. Starting lineups visiting Upper Moreland. The Bears from Hatboro. Matt Highland, third year. They're 12-10 this season. First winning season since 2013. Number two, a 6'1 senior, Casey Decker. Number 10, 6'6 senior, going to be playing some Division III college basketball. Damian Washington, 12 rebounds a game, 42 trays a game. Number 10, Damian Washington. Number 12 is tremendous point guard, Ryan Coyle, and he's only a junior. He's 6 feet, 7.4 points a game. Number 23 is Brett Brossman, 6'1 junior. And number 33, 6'3 senior, Shane Stone. And there you have it. And we also have number 44 out there off the bench, Jake Villanueva. We'll get to that a little bit later on here. As for Chester, yes, we have number one, Michael Smith, a 5'11 sophomore. Number four, Arad Carter, a 5'11 senior. Number 15, Brian Randolph, defensive specialist, 6'2 junior. Number 22, Jamar Sudan, 6'6 senior. Number 35, Jordan Camper, a 6'8 senior. So Jake Villanueva is in the starting lineup and take Brossman out of there. So there you go. And Jake is a big fella.
He looked at 6'4". I think they saw some of the size Chester was presenting out there, and they said, we better get Jake in there right away.
They also haven't recorded a 290. That's, if he can't make the shot, at least he can take the player out.
But this is going to be, I would imagine, a tough game. You hang with Plymouth White Marsh, one of the toughest programs year in and year out in not only the Suburban One League but the state of PA. You got to be a tough team, and Coach Highland himself is a tough ball player.
Well, I was just to say, I think Upper Moreland is, don't be intimidated by Chester. Come out and play the game you know, make your shots, play good defense, and stay in the game. That's the really key to it, and let's see who gets hot and who gets cold.
And I think on top of that, starting Villanueva is interesting from Coach. I think they realize the size is going to be a big problem. Sometimes Chester will shoot a ball. It's almost like passing to themselves on the right board. So up at Temple last year, there were some possessions they had 3, 4, 5 shots.
Well, I think Pete pointed out, if you know the trees underneath the basket keep getting the rebounds and Upper Moreland is cold, that's going to kill them.
And a late arriving crowd here, but you see a lot of looks like a decent turnout from Upper Moreland. Remember, that's quite a hike. It's not really miles-wise that far from here. But anyway, the game is underway. The opening tip is controlled by the Bears in their hot-looking uniforms. I love them there. They're purple, right?
Yep.
White,
yellow outline.
And they are moving left to right, driving, and now giving the Villanueva the jumper from the foul line is no good. And the rebound, Chester, right to left. There's man-man, Michael Smith, top of the key. And you might want to set up the zone defense here. That Upper Moreland playing against Chester.
It looks like a 3-2.
Randolph, top of the key, Carter, right side, man-man Smith. Three ball is short, rebound Randolph. The junior goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Bears of Upper Moreland, just underway.
They were actually in a soft man-to-man there. They're playing pretty soft, giving up a jump shot.
This is Coyle with the ball, guarded by Smith. Good point guard. Only a junior. He'll be playing some college ball. Dribbles to the left, Villanueva, far wing. And then out high between the circles, flipping it off. Now top of the key, Washington. He spins, gets it to Villanueva. Now top of the key, Washington. Pull-up jumper wide to the left, no good. And the rebound is taken there by Chester. Here comes Arad Carter back in front of us. Now between the circles, 6:50 to go. First quarter, nothing-nothing ball game. Sudan left of the key. Both teams might be a little rusty. Been off for a while. Three ball, Carter for the left side, no good. And Shane Stone, the rebound to Washington. Right side, back to Washington, right of the key. Law, it's like an NBA three, and he got it. Damian Washington, 6'6 senior. 3-0, drawing first blood, Upper Moreland. Chester coming back. Michael Smith, right of the key. They're giving Chester the looks. They're going to make them beat him from the outside. Sudan, foul line. Top of the key now is Carter. Arad, right side, gets it back now. Coming up on 6 minutes to go, 3-0. We're in the first quarter. There's a three ball by Carter. It's short. Stone the rebound. Stone gets it to Ryan Coyle. Coyle across midcourt. Villanueva between the circles. Washington left side. Now to Stone. Stone top of the key. Stone dribbling now, getting it to Decker. Decker, they weave the ball around very well, being very patient. This is Coyle dribbling left, dribbling right, and then a pass on the right wing is caught by Stone, but he's called for traveling. 5:31 to go, exactly the start that Upper Moreland wants here, keeping the Chester hasn't scored yet.
And Mike said they're playing a man-to-man real soft. Now it looks like it might be a 2-3 zone. It is. Going from a soft man to a 2-3 zone.
Both teams been off for a while, as we mentioned. Chester being very patient. No panic here. Carter again. He's 0 for 2 from the field. Smith, Randolph between the circles. Three ball by Randolph is good. Ryan Randolph the third, and we are tied at 3. Chester picking up the pressure. Upper Moreland breaks it. Three ball from the left side. He bangs home another one. Damian Washington, two trays. 44 on the season. Chester comes back, trailing 6-3. 4:44 to go. Quarter number one. Right block to Camper against Villanueva. Left side, Carter. Three ball is no good. Too strong in the rebound. The Decker of Upper Moreland. 4:30 to go. First quarter. The Bears whip the ball left to right, leading Chester 6-3. Lose tonight, you go home. Villanueva, top of the key. Coyle, left of the key. Coyle driving into the lane, right side to Washington. Washington, top of the key now. Coyle. Coyle, left side, Decker. Well coached. Tremendous job. Matt Hyland between the circles, now on high straight away to Villanueva. Substitution ready to come into the game shortly for Upper Moreland. This is Coyle at the foul line. Villanueva to Coyle, foul line jumper. Yes! Ryan Coyle. 8-3, Upper Moreland over Chester. 3:46 to go, quarter number one. Down low for Camper. Loses the ball underneath the basket. Take it away by Damian Washington, and here comes. He's controlling the pace of this game, guys. Ryan Coyle, the junior guard for Upper Moreland. Suburban one lead. Thinking about the three, Stone holds up. There's Washington again for three. Rims out, no good. 5-point lead, Upper Moreland. Chester the rebound, the cart. Now to man-man, right side Carter. Carter between the circles. No fouls in the game yet. That's a beautiful thing. Let the kids play. Carter, top of the key. Carter brings it out now. Right of the key, Smith. Top of the key, Carter. Left side, Sudan for three. He's got it. That's big when the big fella, one of the big fellas out there, can hit a three ball. Sudan with his first three. 8-6 Upper Moreland. And almost a steal. It is a steal by Randolph. He's ahead of the pack. He lays it up. He makes it, and he's fouled from behind. Randolph with five. And let's see who the foul is going to be. And I believe on Stone, if I'm not mistaken.
Great pressure by Chester. Half court got a steal there. Dave, that was their first two-point shot in 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
First, anybody's two-point shot.
It was. They had a couple of foul line jump shots from Moreland, but that was 6 3-point attempts, and their first two-point shot was a driving layup.
Checking into the game for Upper Moreland, Brett Brossman. Free throw is good by Randolph. Brian is a 6'2 junior, more known for his defense. Now Chester has the lead by 1 point. This is Coyle. Love the way he plays the game.
Yes.
Not an overly big fella. Looks shorter than 6 feet. Stone left side. Now to Brossman. Top of the key. Decker right side. Now Brossman in the lane. Here's a wide open 17-footer around the rim. No good by Stone. Chester the rebound. Sudan the Smith. 2:11 to go. Quarter number one. Chester by one. Smith top of the key. Smith right side. Carter. Down low, Camper, right block, out to Carter. He's due to make one. He's got it that time. Arad warming up now. Three trays for Chester. They lead by four, 12-8. Here comes Upper Moreland back. Grossman stops, fires, good, and a foul. Brett pronounced Grossman, and he makes it a 12-10 lead for Chester. Sudan with a personal foul, first on him. Each squad one foul here. That's it in the first quarter. 1:45 to go, and Grossman shooting one.
They broke the pressure pretty easily both times. The last possessions up and more.
Misses the foul shot. Carter wide open again for the left side. He's hot. You could just see it after he made that first one. Came in hitting 44 trays for the Clippers. 46 now. Chester by 5. 15-10. Full court pressure. Here come the Bears back. Coyle across midcourt. Going to try to take it against the big fella all the way to the basket. High off the glass. No good. Here comes Chester back and Smith. And wide open. Carter again. Why not? In and out. Almost got it to drain. Rebound, Shane Stone.
He check.
1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Opening round of the district tournament. Got a win to keep your season alive. DeJarnett, sophomore, ready to check into the game for Chester. Decker, top of the key. Right side to Washington, guarded by Randolph. They get a pick for him, and the jumper wide to the left. And the rebound, Carter. A rod back for Chester. To man-man Smith. At the left wing, cross-court Randolph wants to take it all the way to the basket, lays it up, no good, tap, no good. They battle for the rebound. It's taken by Stone, loses the ball out high at the foul line. Upper Moreland picks it up. They get it to Grossman. Good job there, good hustle. 33 seconds to go. The Bears with the ball, trailing by 5. We're in quarter number one. This is Ryan Coyle guarded by Arad Carter and knocked away. A reach-in foul called on Arad. That is a picture-perfect reach-in foul. Chester bringing 4 young men into the game. Sophomore Jamai Evans, number 11. Senior Larry Yarbrough, number 2. Sophomore also Ramad DeJarnett, 6'2". And Tim Johnston, a 6'3 junior. Last 20 seconds to go deep into the backcourt. Upper Moreland with the ball. They have to bring it up now. Shane Stone dribbles across the timeline. Stone's going to try to take it all the way, and he does, and he scores. Shane Stone for 2. 8 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Chester with the ball. DeJarnett is going to have to fire up a long, long, long three ball, and he drains it at the buzzer. Chester on fire. Unbelievable from three-point range. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They lead it by 18-12. A six-point bulge over Upper Moreland after one quarter of play. Playoff action on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester cheerleaders making their first appearance tonight. And again, like Central Bucks East last year, their fans and Hatboro Horsham fans, you just should have seen the look in the Upper Moreland fans. A big round of applause. They not used to that.
I got Upper Marion beating Strathaven right now in the first quarter, 9-4.
Upper Marion with the lead, as Mike said. 7:53 to go, second quarter underway. Chester with the ball. Sudan tries on the right side and lays it in with the left hand close to the basket. And Chester's up by 8, 20-12.
Half court, 1-2-2 pressure.
With the Young Bucks in there, they get it across the timeline. And there's a steal by Smith. Check that, Evans, and Jemiah's out of bounds on the end line.
Good news for Moreland. They held Chester to just 2 shots in the paint the first quarter. Bad news, they drained 5 out of 10 three-pointers.
This time of year, you want to win a state District 1 championship, but a state championship, got to hit those 3 balls. Here's Damian Washington. He is their scorer. Far side, Grossman, top of the key, Washington. Chester in a zone. So they're going to dare Upper Moreland to shoot. Jumper from the left side, no good by Decker. And the rebound, Chester. Yarbrough to Evans, Yarbrough between the circles. Yarbrough driving right side to Evans. Flips it to Sudan, and he's going to be called for too many steps. Traveling violation. And the ball back to the Upper Moreland Bears under third-year head coach Matt Hyland continues to build a solid program. They're 5A, so is Chester now. And now it is Coyle, Washington. Stone. What are they going to call it? Travel on the near side. And that is on Decker checking into the game for Upper Moreland. Anthony Green, 5'11 senior. So for Chester, it's Evans, DeJarnett, Sudan, Yarbrough, and Tim Johnston. Chester with the ball, 8-point lead early here, second quarter, 6:40 to go. Sudan in the lane. Now out to DeJarnett, shoots it with a left hand, misses the shot, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Upper Moreland.
Oof.
Stays with Chester.
I don't know about that either.
Coach Yarbrough graduated from Chester in 88. Looks like he could still play. One of the greatest ever at Coppin State. Men's hoops.
Dave, Evan. You look like you could still play.
I'm still playing at the new place in town in Brookhaven. And here is Yarbrough with the Dave Berman form shot. No good. Old school. Tim Johnson, offensive rebound, fires it home. Around the rim in two. Tim Johnson. Yeah, I still have the old set shot.
I have a similar one.
There you go. 6:10 to go in quarter number two. Chester now with a 10-point lead. Hatboro got off to an 8-3 lead. Three ball from the left wing corner. Wow. Nothing but net for Brett Brosman. Three trays in the game for Upper Moreland. Chester by 7. 22-15. Both teams playing zone defense here.
They're backing on man-to-man now. A soft man-to-man they're playing.
Yarbrough looks to drive. Gets it right side to Evans to the basket. Up too strong. No good. Rebound to Washington. The Brosman across midcourt. Brosman. And he gets it to the point guard extraordinaire Ryan Coyle. Left of the key. Stone. Left block. And that is losing the ball out of bounds. A pass from Green looking underneath. It was not a good pass, but last touch by Chester. 5:24 to go in the second quarter from Chester High School.
Zone out of bounds, 2-3.
Playoff action. First round, 5A, and Chester with a 7-point lead. Washington foul line. Stone looks to drive. Throws the ball looking for Brosman in the left wing corner. Knocked out of bounds by the Clips. 5:14 to go. Brosman to inbound. Chester in there. White and orange uniforms. Moving much quicker here. Upper Moreland in the second quarter. This is Coyle way outside. Chester in a 2-3?
2-3 zone right now.
Washington. Left side. Three ball. Nothing but net. Basket is good by Anthony Green off the bench. Four trays in the game for Upper Moreland. Chester has 5, and it's a 4-point lead.
Crazy.
For Chester, 4:55 to go. Here in the second quarter, here's a wide-open DeJarnett. Good again for 3 from the left wing corner. Unbelievable 3-point shooting
clock,
in this game.
Clock.
And the clock
wasn't running.
Stops at 4:55. I'm not sure how much time they need to take off.
Maybe 7 or 8 seconds, possibly. They push it down
and pretty
fast.
We'll have to wait and see what happens here.
Banners down sets up Chester's pressure.
Yeah, it does. Substitutions, number 5, Jameer Springfield, who would love nothing better to play against his brother, Jamai, for Strathaven in the second round, but both Chester and Strathaven have to win their games here tonight. Upper Moreland coming back. Crossover, Shane Stone, reverse, layup, yes.
Oh, nice, very nice.
I would think he's going to be playing some college ball somewhere. Chester leads at 25-20.
Man-to-man.
4:36 to go in the second quarter. DeJarnett, left wing corner, Springfield underneath the camper. Out to Springfield. Oh, he actually lost. Almost thrown into the backcourt. Chester maintains control of the ball. Sudan, right wing. Top of the key. DeJarnett gets it to Yarbrough between the circles. Yarbrough, Springfield, left of the key, looks to drive to the basket. Dishes it to Camper, who was wide open underneath, and this went right off of Jordan's hands and out of bounds. Man, Michael Smith back into the game for Chester.
Reminds me a little bit of the Lower Marion Strathaven game of last week, where Autumn Moreland's playing way off their men. If they start getting up on a little bit close, they're going to get blown by, I'm afraid. So they're properly schooled, trying to just slough off in the lane and really clock things up. Hence, Chester has 6 3-pointers already in a quarter and a half.
Chester's biggest lead was 10. It's now down to 5. Upper Moreland with the rock and that coil. He's going to need some rest. Chester trying to wear him and the other guys out here. But Coach Hyland looked like he's playing about 8 guys. Stone underneath the basket. Blocked from behind by Arad Carter. And a push foul is going to be called on Stone, his second. Just the 4th foul in this game. 2 on each team. 3:48 to go in the second quarter. Number 44, Jake Villanueva, back into the contest, as is number 2, Casey Decker.
Early second quarter, 10-8, Upper Marion leads Strathaven.
Okay. 3:44 to go here, second quarter from Fred Pickett Gymnasium in Chester. Clippers by 5. Right wing corner, Springfield for 3. He hits it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable shooting, just absolutely incredible. Chester by 8, 28-20. And now back comes Washington. Decker, top of the key, Coyle, right side, Grossman to Coyle between the circles, guarded by Smith. Coyle dribbling to the left side, stutter steps, top of the key, Villanueva. The big fellow looks to penetrate, now gets it top of the key, Grossman. You know, he was thinking about that 3-ball, too. Ball on the left side, almost stolen away, and it's stolen away by Chester. And look at Man. That's your boy. A spinning and a pass and a jam. A beautiful pass by Man Smith to Jamar Sudan with the nasty two-handed dunk, and a foul in the backcourt is called on the over-exuberant Michael Smith. Just the 3rd on Chester. 2:44 to go here. Second quarter, Chester by 10 again.
Chester man-to-man full-court pressure now. It's starting to turn up on Upper Moreland. And like you said, it starts piling on. You start getting a little more tired. A couple of turnovers here of late.
Chester trying to wear all these boys out.
They're doing a good job.
All right, in the backcourt is Coyle. They need him badly. He is a really tough guard. He's hanging in there so far. Villanueva, top of the key, 17-footer. What a nice touch. Jake Villanueva. Wasn't there no relation to Fernando?
I don't believe so.
Former Dodger.
Or Charlie.
8-point lead, Chester with the ball, the Clippers, 2:25 to go. Here in the second quarter, the opening round of the District 1 5A tournament. Carter, left wing corner. Carter looks to drive. Wide open man, right of the key for 3. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Sudan, and a reverse layup by Sue Herbo. Sudan with a total of 6 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Chester up by 10 again. Here is Coyle. Somebody wide open. Right side. 3-ball is good. Casey Decker. 3 balls galore in this game. Chester by 7.
Now a little pressure.
Somebody's wide open again. It's Springfield left side underneath. And a nice dish to Camper with a one-handed jam for Jordan Camper. On a beautiful pass too there, right guys?
Yeah, they try a little 2-2-1 half-court pressure, which is probably not a great idea. And he's got dunked on.
Chester by 9. Villanueva in the backcourt. Gets it to Decker. They better hurry it up. Upper Moreland across the timeline. Buck 30 to go. Second quarter. Villanueva top of the key. Flips it right side. Coyle tries to take it to the basket. Lays it up.
Lord.
Good and a foul. What a beautiful move and just a hard-nosed basket and a foul.
Terrific follow-through. I mean, he just never gave up on that shot. He was falling to the ground at the time he made it.
Love that kid, Ryan Coyle. 6-foot junior.
I think Coach Roberts is going to be happy with their shooting and their offense in the first half. But right now, Upper Moreland's at 27 points and counting with a minute 22 to go. Awful lot of points to give up.
In the second quarter, free throw is up, in and out, and in again for Ryan Coyle. 5 in the game for him. 1:20 to go. Clock moving. Chester back right to left. We're in quarter number 2. Chester by 6, 34-28. Springfield right wing, down low Camper. Camper loses the ball, stolen away. Good hit. Yeah. Looks like, I think, from behind Washington deflected it away. So a minute to go, and here comes Coyle back again, left to right. Upper Moreland only down by 6. driving to the left side, pass to Villanueva, off the glass for two.
That point guard's heady, isn't he?
Boy, he's really, really tough.
Ryan Coyle.
Springfield has it back. Chester only up by four now, 34-30. Carter, left key. Left wing, Sudan. Good defense on him by Washington. A Carter, three ball, yes.
Oh, God.
Those are killers.
9 3 balls for Chester in this game. They lead by seven. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Turnover, unforced error. Upper Moreland throws the ball away. Now Chester, will they go for the final shot? Who knows?
Most likely. Carter misses first 3 3-pointers. Made 3 of his last 4.
He has. So he was 0 for 3. Mark.
Correct.
20 seconds to go before halftime. Chester up by 7. Sudan, top of the key. Carter, left wing Smith. Left block. Sudan, left wing Smith, 9 seconds ago. Carter again for three, in and out. Villanueva, he's hard to get around. Nice rebound. And back comes Upper Moreland, 1 second at the buzzer. Back to the rim, no good from just inside midcourt. Almost making it Damian Washington. Good first half. Chester 37, Upper Moreland 30. It's the opening round, do or die, of the District 1 5A Boys Basketball Tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Chester High School, where it's the PIAA District 1 5A first-round playoffs between Chester High School and Upper Moreland. And right now, kind of as we expected, Chester 37, Upper Moreland 30. Chester did get out to what was their maximum, Pete, about 10-point lead?
Yes. About 10-point lead. They came out very cold. The first 3 minutes, they missed all their shots. But I think that's because they've been off for so long. Once they got into the rhythm, they were really hitting their shots.
And then, you know, they started to look like they were going to become dominant, but then Upper Moreland turned around and played well and got their own three-point shots, which they were missing for a while. So they brought it within seven, and that's, I mean, I'm anxious to see how this is going to play out in the second half, obviously.
What's keeping Upper Moreland in this game is their shooting. They're hitting a lot of their three-point shots. That was the one thing they had to do to stay with Chester, and they've done that, okay? But what's really hurt them, unfortunately, Jordan Camper hasn't really hurt them, and Sudan's had a couple of dunks, but A-Rod Carter's three-point shooting has really been the difference in this game.
And I think generally the philosophy, Mark, you can tell me if I'm wrong, keep them out of the paint,
make sure they take the long ball shots,
and that's what
and
they've
hope
done.
They're going to drop them.
They've kept them out of the paint, but the three-point shots have
But Chester's dropping them in, and that's your worst nightmare.
Coach Holland's done a great job. I think the good news for Upper Moreland, they average 50 points a game. They already have 30 points in a half, which is more than what they expected, I think. They're 5 for 6 from three-point land. They're 12 for 20, 60% from the field. And they've taken more foul shot attempts than Chester, which usually Chester attacks the rim and gets fouled.
Right.
It's only 2-1, but they've still attempted more than Chester. The bad news is they're down by 7 still. Yeah. The bad news, Chester's 6 for 8 in the paint. So I'm being Coach Aubrey head time. I'm going to say, guys, I love the three-point attempts. They're 8 out of 17. They're on pace to make 16 three-pointers. That's a lot of threes in any game, regular season or playoffs. I want to believe that Coach is telling them, guess what, guys? We're taking a 2-1 shot advantage from the outside versus the inside. We have an advantage on these guys. Let's punch it inside to Camper and Sudan. So I'm pretty sure they're going to go in there either man or zone. Coach Highland, Upper Moreland, did a great job mixing up a little man, soft man, and 2-3 zone. And they kind of encouraged them to shoot those outside shots. I think Coach Aubrey, though, wants Chester to sort of punch it inside against zone or man and work on from the inside out. But Chester has a lot of shooters, man. They're all shooting the ball. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different players have made three-pointers. Five different guys.
Yeah, it's tough to... Well, here's what's interesting, too, when you look at it. Start off at a slow pace, missing a lot of shots. Basically, we started the game saying that Chester generally scores about 66, Upper Marion 55. The good news is both teams are on course to hit their totals. The bad news is that means Upper Marion loses by 10. So, you know, Upper Moreland has got a... I said Upper Marion, I'm sorry. Upper Moreland has to do something to stop Chester, keep him away from the three-point shots, keep him out of the paint, get hot for maybe a quarter, and take a big enough lead to fight off Chester to the end of the game.
Mike, that may be really tough. I think looking at the way this first half went, Upper Moreland, if they're looking at themselves, they said, we played a great, great first half, and we're still down 7. That's scary.
Well, again, if Upper Moreland plays their good game, which is 55 points, and Chester plays their good game, Moreland loses.
60.
Yeah.
And I think one other plus for Upper Moreland, they didn't have a whole lot of turnovers. They didn't have a whole lot of live ball turnovers when they get a steal and they go in for slams and layups. They only gave them about 4 or 5 fast break points. The end one, I think they had one more fast break.
Right.
Other than that, it's been a half-court game. So for Upper Moreland, they want to go slow and not allow Chester to go up and down the court.
And you saw Chester trying to push the speed up a little bit.
And Upper Moreland's done a great job of controlling that tempo. So you're saying Chester only has 4 or 5 fast break points, easy points. I call them easy points. So they've had 32 points in the half-court offensive set. You know they're going to get some more tips and more steals and more runouts this half. So can they neutralize this outburst coming? I think early third quarter, here's Chester go on a bit of a run. Can Upper Moreland answer the run a little bit because they're going to get pressure from the get-go.
Well, I think Upper Moreland has to win the third quarter if they're going to have a shot at this, because I think they're going to have to not only win the third quarter, I think they're going to have to go in the fourth quarter with a reasonable lead of 7 or 8 points, which can dissipate real quick when you're hitting three-point shots. So, you know, but I think the idea that Upper Moreland could lead by more than 6 or 7 at the quarter is going
to
be tough.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Ryan Coyle, the point guard for Upper Moreland. He's been excellent. His ball control, he has no turnovers. He runs this team excellently well.
Yeah.
I think it's been a very well-played game. There's only been 4 turnovers by the Upper Moreland, and Chester has 3 turnovers. So it's been a well-played game.
All right, well, very good. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Okie dokie. Chester by 7:30, 7:30, getting ready for the third quarter. And everybody's listening around the world, including a kid I used to announce his games on the radios. Now the Shippensburg University and the radio voice of Juniata girls basketball. His name is Braden Treister. Braden, thank you for listening to the broadcast. And here we go. We are moving quickly here tonight. Upper Moreland with the ball down by 7. They're from Hatboro. Yeah! And again, Chester over the last many, many years, 1980, 73-1 in the playoffs here at the Clip Joint. Hatboro weaving the ball around. Top of the key. Washington left of the key. Coyle, top of the key, Villanueva. They weave it around, being very patient. Man-to-man defense. Pull-up jumper is good, but they're going to call a palming violation. A palming violation on Ryan Coyle, and you don't see that very much.
That might have been pointed out by Chester's coach or something. You don't see that get picked up very often.
Sudan thought about the three. Top of the key, held up. Carter stops, pops, 17-footer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Shane Stone for the Bears. Moving right to left. This is the fine young point guard, only a junior, Coyle across midcourt. Almost a steal. There is a steal by the 6'8" camper, and he jams it in with one hand.
Live ball turnover.
One of Braden's buddies, public address announcer James P. Choward, one of the best. There he is. 7:04 to go, third quarter. 39-30, Chester by 9. Full court pressure. Coyle back. Chester trying to wear these guys down. Tough team. Fine young coach. Between the circles to Coyle. Pick set by big Villanueva. Moving to the left side, Washington. Guarded by Randolph of the Clippers. He finds an opening. The jumper. It's good. He looks like former Norristown great Khalif Wyant back in the day. And the three ball by Washington. He has 9 in the game. 6:48 to go with timeout on the floor. It's Upper Moreland trailing Chester by 6 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
6:46 to go. As, yes, son be a dentist. We're in the third quarter. Dave Berman in the game. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Chester with the ball. 6-point lead. Camper, jumper for the right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Randolph. He gets the ball stripped away in a backcourt frustration foul on Chester's Brian Randolph. Very physical game, but hardly any fouls. Love on the refs. Let the kids play and do not decide the game. 6:30 to go in the third. And here is a newcomer into the game, Christian O'Donnell. And then a steal by Randolph, and he lays it up and in.
Diamond presser, Chester. We mentioned halftime, Dave, the pressure turning up. That's already their second turnover, which has led to 4 points.
So yeah, O'Donnell just came into the game, and he's taken out immediately. So Upper Moreland with the ball. And another push foul on Chester, and that's going to be on Randolph. Mark?
Some quick score updates. Upper Marion's up 23-21 on Shanahan at the half. Jeff Haven. Shanahan's up 33-14 over Academy Park at the half. Springfield 24-16 over Holy Ghost Prep. And Pancras 23, Harrington 20 at the half.
Ooh, ooh.
A lot of games. Delaware County teams staying alive.
Oh,
and there's a steal on the pressure. Randolph ahead of the pack. And he drives and he loses control of the ball. And he barely gets the layup to fall, but it goes. Long as it goes. And Chester up by 10. And they really have picked up the pressure here. This is a very tough Upper Moreland team, despite that 12-10 record with a nasty schedule. Coyle driving left side. The jumper. It's good again. Ryan Coyle. Seven for him, and there's a steal. Back comes Upper Moreland. They can cut the lead further. Only down by 8. Down low, Stone. Somebody here. Villanueva. Foul line jumper. Wide to the left. No good. Sudan. Rebound. Chester left to right. 5.5 to go. Third quarter. Carter top of the key now. Right wing. Three ball. Wide open. Nothing but net for man. Smith. I have 9 trays now officially for Chester.
And they're man-to-man and they're playing way off him. They're just daring him to shoot it. And shooting they are.
11-point lead. The biggest of the night for Chester High. Back comes Upper Moreland. Good spin move. There's another foul on Chester. A reach in. No fouls yet this quarter. And this half, I should say, on Upper Moreland. 3 on Chester. It's on Carter, his 2nd.
We mentioned about those live ball turnovers. Michael, 3 this half so far, leading to 6 points. Easy points.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's 6 points that basically Upper Moreland has given away to Chester.
Coyle gets it far side. Now gets it back right wing. Looking. Tough man-to-man pressure on Chester. By Chester. Stone driving left side. Really picking it up. Stone, cross-court pass, almost stolen away by the long-armed Randolph. Forces that shot, almost made it, but he is fouled. That is Washington for the Bears. Going to the line, shooting 2-3 quick fouls on Chester's number 15. Randolph, he's going to have to come out of the game. 4:46 to go in the third. Washington, got to make free throws if you're Upper Moreland. First is good.
Crafty play by Washington there. It was like an NBA play, Dave. He sort of drove in there, gave him, showed him the ball, jumped into him, got 2 foul shots.
Going to Delaware Valley College, Division III. Solid program. Jamai Evans, sophomore for Chester, into the game. Randolph will sit up. Rims in. So, a total of 5 in the quarter. Here's Chester flying back to the basket. Man misses the layup, and the rebound is taken by Stone. Here comes Coyle across midcourt. Wide open left side. Decker, 3 ball, skims the rim, no good. Rebound Jamai Evans of the Clippers. Left to right, 4.5 to go in the third. With the gang right here. Right side, Jordan Camper, down low, give and go. Layup is good by Jamai.
That was a pretty pass, boy. You can't ask for much more than that.
2 for him. Quick pace. Tough game to announce at times.
Over.
A steal, head of the pack, reverse layup. No good by Sudan. He should have gone in with the left hand. I don't know why he didn't do that. Missed it badly, trying to do a dipsy-do.
Might have gotten pushed.
Oh, is that what they thought?
I thought.
Coyle coming back. Dribbling to the right side. Top of the key, Villanueva, 6 foot. We have him, what, 6'8"? Or 6'4", 290 pounds. Stone, right wing. Decker at the right block. De Villanueva, foul line, jumper, no good, long rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Upper Moreland.
Good word.
3:37 to go here in quarter number 3, and checking back into the game, Brett Brosman, who had a couple of big threes for the Bears
in the first half. I want to say Upper Moreland has more turnovers in this first 4 minutes than they did the entire first half, 16 minutes.
That's pressure from Chester and turning it on now.
It is turned on, full court.
Michael Smith back for the Clippers. And again, Upper Moreland down by 11, and they're just going to stick with the zone.
Looks like a 3-2 zone look now.
No matter what happens here, the great experience just playing in Chester High's gym. Cross-court pass. Evans has it. Top of the key. Smith, right of the key, Smith. Carter, right wing corner. Smith, right of the key. Sedan at the foul line. Smith, Chester playing really, really well here in the third quarter. But I tell you what, if they're... Chester might just want to, they don't like to slow the ball up. And there's a give and go and a jam underneath Sudan to Camper for two more. Six for Camper. Stone flying back, has that football mentality, knocked out of bounds on the far side. Upper Moreland from Hatboro, one of their rivals, Hatboro Horsham.
Copy. First half, 6-for-8 in the paint for Chester. They're already 5-for-7 in the first 5 minutes. Five layups slash dunks.
Chester by 13, 50-37. Stone between the circles for Upper Moreland. Stone, right of the key. Grossman, long, long three. Whoa. Nothing but net again.
Good Lord.
Brett Grossman. He has 8 in the game. 2:35 to go in the third. It's Chester 50 and Upper Moreland 40 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Legendary Chester cheerleaders doing their thing here at the Clip Joint. Fred Pickett Gymnasium, 2:35 to go. The District 1 5A opening round. You got to win tonight or your season is over. Chester with the ball and a 10-point lead, 50-40. And three balls galore in this game.
Getting updates?
I have one from Great Valley. Great Valley 21-15 over Upper Perkiomen. Okay. Early third quarter. One more update. Upper Moreland's only missed 2 3-pointers today. 7 out of 9 from beyond the arc. Crazy good, and they're down by 10 points.
Springfield into the game for Chester. Has it right wing corner. Right of the key, Evans. Springfield right wing corner. Still staying in that zone. Upper Moreland. Chester with 2:11 to go. Third quarter, three ball, Springfield, and he drains it from the right wing corner. Jahmyr Springfield has 6. Upper Moreland back. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Chester by 13. Here's Coyle driving as somebody's wide open. Stone, that's a three ball, and he drains it from the right side.
8-for-10. They're 80% from three-point land.
Impressive.
It's amazing. You're 8-for-10 and you're still down by 10.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Wide open. Springfield for 3. Short rebound. Washington, Upper Moreland, trying to cut into that lead. DeJarnett for the Clippers, ready to check into the game. The Bears against the Clippers tonight. Winner go home. Stone, 15-footer. Wide open. Good again.
They're not really guarding him at all, by the way.
And he has 5 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Christian O'Donnell, 5'8", 10th grader, ready to check back in for Upper Moreland. Chester now by 8 points, 53-45. Being very patient here.
Look inside.
Springfield looking, top of the key to Yarbrough, far side. Evans, top of the key. Springfield looks to penetrate, gets it out to Yarbrough, down low for Sudan, out to Larry Yarbrough. Three ball wide to the left, no good. Rebound Upper Moreland. They can cut further into the lead. With a three ball, you can get back in a hurry. Coyle, top of the key. Stone, top of the key. Decker, three ball left side. Yes. Whoa.
This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Casey Decker, 6 in the game. The lead was 13 for Chester a few minutes ago. About a minute and a half. Now it's down to 5, 53-48. You can see why this team hung and took Plymouth White Marsh to overtime. And there's the first foul on Upper Moreland here in the second half.
Hey, Dave, this team is 12-10 coming into this game. This Upper Moreland team is not a 12-10 team. They are very well coached, excellent shooters. It's just a very well-played game and a very well-coached team.
Yeah, Matt Hyland, the Shippensburg grad, Braden Treister, head coach, third year for Upper Moreland. Chester with the ball. Springfield fires up a three ball. No good. Rebound, Evans floater. Good, and a foul by Jamai Evans. 4 points for the 5'9 senior. No, not 5'9 senior. Evans is a 5'10 sophomore. And Evans will go to the line trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Misses it. Offensive rebound, Sudan. To Evans again. Misses a dipsy-do layup. Offensive rebound, Chester, 13 seconds ago. Quarter number three. Clippers with a 7-point lead, 55-48. They bring it out high now. Yarbrough opens right wing quarter. Evans, Sudan with 2 seconds go. Misses a three-ball air ball. And we have ourselves a, it's out of bounds to lower, excuse me, Upper Moreland.
Point one.
Side. They have to get the ball. That's going to be it after three quarters of play. It is Chester 55 and Upper Moreland 48. The District 1 5A opening round boys basketball tournament. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final 8 minutes of regulation. Will it be the final 8 minutes of the year for Chester or the final 8 minutes of the season for Upper Moreland in this District 1 5A opening round game? Chester leads it 55-48. 7-point bulge.
Well, that both teams scored 18 points that quarter.
Okay, well, that was not the third quarter that I thought Upper Moreland needed.
They shot
6 for 9, 67%, 4 out of 5 from 3, making them 9 for 11 for the game. Chester did get the ball in the paint 11 times there for shots.
Chester has the ball moving left to right on your computer screen. Back in the day, we'd say your radio dial. Sudan driving, throws the ball away, knocked out of bounds by Coyle, though, of Upper Moreland. Team fouls only 6 here in the second half. Total 4 on Chester, 2 on Upper Moreland.
Still a soft man they're playing. Soft man they're playing.
And again, Upper Moreland has some fouls to give. Springfield looks to drive, throws it to DeJar Net. Short shot, no good. Strong rebound in there by Anthony Green of Upper Moreland. 7.5 to go. They gave Coyle a little bit of a rest. At the end of the third quarter, the point guard is back into the game. Jesus. Driving, unbelievable, and a foul. He causes all kinds of havoc. He is only a junior. Carter's third. Team foul number 5 on Chester.
He was fouled for about 15 feet, by the way. Yeah. Tough kid.
7-point lead for the Clips.
Ryan Coyle, one turnover the whole game. He's unbelievable. He's been handling the ball great.
And ooh, well, there's number 2 and a steal by Springfield. Two. And Springfield thought about going all the way, but Coyle's fast. To Carter out high, and Chester will slow it up. Top of the key, Evans. 7 minutes to go. Here in quarter number 4. Top of the key, that's Sudan. Is that the shot you want? Not really for him, but he has 3-point range tonight. And Sudan drains that 3-ball. You hear my main man in the background. D it up. Man Sudan man. With 12. Chester by 10. There's another steal by Springfield, and he gets a shirt grab.
That's a frustration foul, for sure.
And they're going to call that an intentional. Is that an automatic intentional foul?
Clear path foul.
So Springfield, who played last year at Strathaven, where his younger brother is playing, and I hope Strathaven can win that game, at Upper Marion. There's a lot of upper and lower in the District 1 area. So he's going to get 2 shots, Springfield.
And the ball.
And he is a very good free throw shooter, is Jameer. I'm not going to jinx him because he'll make both probably. He misses the first.
You jinxed him.
The Berman jinx is on.
God.
6:40.
Pete jinxes the turnover situation. You're jinxing the free throw. You're going to get thrown out of here soon.
Chester, I don't want to get through. I was born here in this gym. Chester clip joint. And misses both. He can't believe it.
0 for 3 this half, Chester from the charity stripe.
But it's still Chester ball. 5 team fouls on Upper Moreland. Oh, Chester, and 3 on Upper Moreland. So Strathaven, you said, was trailing in that game to Upper Marion. That game in King of Prussia, the home of Upper Marion. Chester with the ball. 10-point lead. Carter out high between the circles. Evans now Springfield left of the key. Still in that soft zone. Springfield drives. His shot is blocked away. That's a turnover on Springfield. And here comes Upper Moreland. Coyle back to the basket. Layup no good. And the rebound to the Clippers, Arad Carter. Carter, left wing corner, Springfield. He's just going to chuck it up. Misses it. Rebound to Sudan out high. Good hustle by Sudan. Springfield a little. And the Chester fans behind me, a lot of older people come to the Chester games, and they just slow the game down a little bit. Relax. 10-point lead, home court, and the ball. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. And they weave it around. This is Evans. He's going to try to penetrate. He fires a brick off the side of the basket. Rebound, Upper Moreland.
I don't quite get it either. Yeah, not playing through the big guys.
And there's another steal by Springfield. Boy, he is just picking Coyle's pocket now, and he makes the layup right there. So Springfield making up for the missed foul shots. Chester by 12, 60-48. Springfield on Coyle, behind the back dribble, across the timeline. Coyle, top of the key, and it's going to be a offensive foul on Coyle.
It's a soft call. The guy was riding him, and Coyle extended his arm. Pretty weak call.
So it's on Coyle.
I think we got a timeout, Dave.
Timeout on the floor, I believe. No. Yes, a full timeout, too. Yep. 5.5 to go in the ball game. It's now Chester 60, Upper Moreland 48. Terminator and the gang on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 5:33 to go. We are in quarter number four. Chester with the ball. 60. Upper Moreland 48. Strathaven's losing. Second year in a row, it could have been Strathaven, possibly Strathaven and Chester in the second round. Two schools 2 miles away from each other, but Strathaven better pick it up. Chester just has to hold off this very tough Upper Moreland squad. And the Clippers have the ball in a 12-point lead. Down That's low it. For Sudan. What a move. Layup, no. They don't get a foul. Chester wants a foul on that one. Missing the layup, Sudan. And back they come, Upper Moreland. And they're going to have to keep hitting those threes. You wait for them to go cold. It's Coyle between the circles. Way, way out high now to Washington. Washington, top of the key. That's a tough shot to make. Misses it. Forced it up, no good. Stone can't get the rebound. It's taken out high. Ball on the floor. Both teams diving and battling for the ball. Sudan and, boy, I tell you what, that Coyle is absolutely everywhere. Yes, Ryan Coyle for Upper Moreland. It's a tie-up possession arrow with the Bears. 5 minutes to go in the game. Upper Moreland down by 12.
Last shot was probably not the one they wanted. It was basically a rushed 22-footer. I think they get something a little better than that.
Five team fouls here in the second half on Chester, just four on Upper Moreland. Great job by the refs tonight. Not letting themselves be the star of the game. Let the kids decide it. With the ball is Decker. Left of the key, Brosman. Crossover, he's trying to get a three off. Down low, good play. Lay it up and in by Shane Stone.
That was a pretty move.
He's got 11. Chester by 10 and the ball, 4:42 to go. Still in his own defense, Upper Moreland, right wing corner, three ball, short by Carter. Rebound is taken by Coyle. Here's a three ball, Washington for the right side, and he drains another one. Damian Washington with 14. Lead is down to 7, just like that. Unbelievable three-point shooting, both teams, especially
10 for 13 for Upper Moreland. Unbelievable.
60-53. So Chester by 7 and the ball. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Upper Moreland still in his zone, and Chester's going to continue to push it. And driving to the basket, reverse layup. No good by Sudan. Rebound, Upper Moreland. They come back. Brosman fires up a three ball. It's short. Long rebound up to Upper Moreland. Now the ball's almost stolen away. It is stolen away. Now it's stolen back by Upper Moreland. I tell you what, this is it's do or die, baby. You got to play that way to keep your season alive. Coyle back, top of the key. Stone's going to be called for a travel. We saw it from here. Man. Upper Moreland fans not happy. 3:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball, 7-point lead. Randolph back into the game for the Clippers. And you think Chester would slow it down, but, you know, that's just not their style, man.
But they're still playing their soft man up in Moreland, and they're punching inside. Last couple shots in there from Sudan. I think Coach Arbery can live with those shots.
They've had some good looks to Clips. Anyway, they're still up by 7, and there's 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Carter, top of the key, pull-up jumper. Good by Arod Carter with his first 2 points in the second half. Chester by 9. Token pressure. Chester has 1 foul to give. Upper Moreland 2. Stone, top of the key. And they're just going to continue to give him the shot. And he's been successful for Upper Moreland. Oh, he lost the ball that time, I think, off his hands and out of bounds. Coach Hyland not happy with, I don't know.
Well, he's saying he had 2 hands on him, and it's close. There's a new rule, PIAA, 2 hands is an automatic foul. It's physical down there, though.
Yeah, especially in District 1. Sudan down low.
I like it.
And he misses a shot, short shot in the lane, wide to the right. You know, in Chester, they're looking for fouls, too, you know. Sure. So both teams are not happy overall with the refs. There's a 3 ball from the right wing corner. It is good again by Brett Brosman. And unbelievable 3-point shooting continues here for Upper Moreland. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by 6. And the ball 62-56. DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Upper Moreland with 11 3 balls in the game. 11 out of, what is it, 14?
14.
11 out of 14.
However, they still trail Chester by 6. 62-56, opening round of the District 1 5A tournament.
No pressure, under 3 minutes to go, down by 6. Still soft man-to-man from Upper Moreland.
And if you're Chester, do you want to slow the ball down? Camper into the game, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow is with Chester High. 2:30 to go. A lot of teams would just hold the ball out, wait for them to go man-and-man, and then you're going to have to start fouling soon if you're Upper Moreland.
Stone giving 5 inches away there. Got a jump ball in the paint.
Nice. Down low, Camper.
Oh, goodness.
Alley-oop jam by Camper.
Could kind of see that one coming.
And I don't know what's going on there. A foul on each team.
No.
And Coach Arbery livid at one of his players.
Unsportsmanlike, taunting after the dunk.
Oh, unsportsmanlike on Randolph. So this is awesome here for Upper Moreland. Down by 8, you get 2 free throws, and you get the ball. So that'll be a foul on, also a foul on Randolph. But you got to make these foul shots, too. Upper Moreland. They're making their threes. They missed a couple free throws. Oh, I think he missed that one. The tiredness, Mark. You know how that is. And it's Coyle at the line, and he's had the ball a lot tonight for the Bears.
Again, Chester's press is cumulative. It builds and builds and builds off itself. He's been running all over the court the entire game. Some turnovers late in the fourth quarter here, and now a missed foul shot.
Got that one. Coyle has 1 in the quarter, 8 in the game. Chester by 7. Still plenty of time. 2:26 to go. The way that
They're going to have to press from here somewhere, though.
And if Chester commits a foul, which they did right there, off the ball, foul shots now, 1-1 is coming for Upper Moreland.
It's 2:26 left, Dave. Upper Moreland can't full-court pressure Chester. They're just too fast with the ball.
Really? Again, I don't know. I'm happy with the refs. I know both everybody's not, but I think they've done a great job here tonight. So at the line, 1-1 here for Coyle. for Upper Moreland. He misses it, and the rebound, Randolph. Killer right there. Yes. Chester with the ball, 7-point lead, 2:22 to go.
Now they got
to
slow it down.
And now they're going to try to slow it down, aren't they? Yep, Michael Smith outside. Yep, going to try to take it to the rack. Lays it up, no, but a foul. Two free throws coming for Man Smith.
I don't understand that. Why not just, you know, toss the ball around, see if you can pick a shot.
Legendary Chester basketball. Wow. I've seen it since. It's on stone.
I don't know. Play it a little safer.
I could agree more. They need, I think, uncontested layups. It's good.
Well, they make their foul shots are all right here, Chester, and Smith drains that one.
I think Coach Aubrey wants him to attack the rim if it's open. That was a contested layup. He got fouled. He sure got bailed out on it. But, again, they're going to keep attacking. I'm not sure if Upper Moreland can pressure them in the last 2 minutes.
Man makes them both. So Chester up by 9, 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure. And Upper Moreland, they lose the ball. Stolen away by Smith and a foul on Coyle. That, I think, that's only 16 fouls now on Upper Moreland. They're going to have to foul again to put Chester at the line. Third on Coyle. And it does remind you of the Hatboro-Horsham games last year that, Mark, we did, the playoffs, and Central Bucks East spring and with the spring four-game. Chester, you know, they hang for a while, but they just wear you down. And Chester's going to try to take it all the way to the rack again, and it's Sudan 4-2. So Chester up by 11, keeping the full court pressure on. They don't want to foul. They're still like sharks after meat here. Left wing corner can... Well, I thought Brossman was going to shoot for three. They need three balls, Upper Moreland. Far right side, Stone out high to Washington. Buck 30. That's an NBA three, baby. And he misses it. Randolph, the rebound for Chester, and that pretty much might do it. 11-point lead. And a foul in the backcourt on Coyle. That'll be his fourth. 1:23 to go in the fourth quarter. And Chester by 11. And what an effort here tonight by Upper Moreland. First ever meeting between these schools over the years. Of course, they've always been a triple-A school. Chester always quad-A with the six classes. More teams are going to the playoffs these days. And the one-and-one is no good, but the offensive rebound by Sudan. Nobody boxing out.
Yeah, this is just exhaustion now.
And it is. Sudan bangs it home. Chester by 13. Got it at a three ball. It's going to take a minor miracle. Stone, they're all over him now. Cross court pass, Washington. And the ball stolen away by Chester. Man Smith and a timeout. Larry Arbrey, what a job he's done over the years. We'll take a quick break. A minute to go in the game. It's Chester in control now. 70 and Upper Moreland 57. Boys High School basketball playoff action at its best on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Got a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Chester with the ball, 13-point lead. Strathaven and Upper Marion going at it hard. 5 minutes to go, Mark, and it's a one-point lead for Upper Marion on their home court.
Toss-up. Either way. Winner. Pressure now from Upper Moreland. 2-2-1 half-court trap.
But down lows, Camper, jam. And the crowd doesn't even get into it.
Yeah.
The Chester fans are spoiled.
Thinking about who they're going to play on Saturday, right.
Camper. Ooh. Nice drive to the basket. Lay it up and in by Stone. Stone now foul in the backcourt. 40 seconds to go in the game. Fans start to leave. Will advance. They will improve now. Yeah, Mark, do you want to say something?
That was Upper Moreland's third shot in the paint this half. Chester has 20 shots in the paint this half. And again, I think Coach Arbery did a great job saying, let's attack it. They have a lot less three-pointers this half. They have a size advantage.
Second toughest job in Chester, next to the mayor, I think he said, is a head coaching job at Chester High, Larry Arbery. And he'll get out of here with a W tonight. Randolph free throw is good, 1-1 for Brian, who's had, to say the least, an interesting second half. And the next, Chester now by 14. 73-59. Coach Arbery, 9 years here at Chester. He makes both. Randolph Two PIAA state championship wins. Here is Decker back across the timeline for the Bears. This is Green, top of the key. Steal again, Chester. Sudan into the backcourt. 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and that's going to be it. That might be the final score. But Upper Moreland gave it everything they had in making 11 three balls out of 14. 11 out of 15, unbelievable. It's amazing they were this close in this game. But Chester still is going to now, with 10 seconds to go, improve since 1980 in playoff games here at the Clip Joint to 74 wins and one loss. There's the buzzer. Final score, the Chester Clippers 74, Upper Moreland 59. Clippers advance. They are now 18-5, and Upper Moreland closes out a tremendous season, 12-11 in a nasty schedule. Back with the postgame show following these messages, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Chester wins at 74-59, advancing to round two against Upper Merion or Strathaven. That'll be Saturday. And, Mark, you have any updates here? I'm going to tally up the scoring here.
You got it. Upper Merion's now pulled away a little bit, 47-42 with a minute and a half left in that game. Wilson Hickens up by 13 late in the fourth. Great Valley's up by double digits in the fourth. Close one at Pencrest. 45-42 Pencrest. About 4 minutes left there.
Pete, you have anything to say here before I get to the final tallies?
Yeah, well, Upper Moreland had 4 turnovers at the half. They ended up with 12. Those 8 turnovers in the second half, I think, accounted for almost 16 points or maybe 14 points. And, you know, you just can't do that against a team with the quality players that Chester has. So basically, I mean, they hung with him, and I think we both agree. The last 3 or 4 minutes, the fatigue factor started to show on Upper Moreland, and they just got worn out by a bigger, a little better team.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, we actually talked about exactly this scenario that I thought that Upper Moreland was going to have to take a lead in the third quarter. I thought they could run with them in the first, and they did. Then Chester turned it on in the third, and I thought if Upper Moreland could break them in the third and come out with a lead, that could really change the scenario in the fourth. But, of course, what happened in reality is, in spite of terrific shooting by Upper Moreland and terrific shooting by Chester, obviously, Chester went from the three-point shot to in the paint and just pummeled him and stayed with him and kept growing the lead.
We said at halftime, Mike, remember, that the second half they will probably go more into the paint since they didn't in the first half, and that's what they did. They actually did. Their three-point shooting was better in the first half, but in the second half they controlled the paint. They controlled the boards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that was – I mean, it was the game I expected to be played here tonight. I didn't think Upper Moreland could pull off a win, obviously.
Think Upper Moreland played an excellent game.
I think they played as well as they could have played.
They are a very well-coached team, excellent players. They're just not quite as good as Chester.
Yep. Tough number one seed. Now, before we get to the final scores, and we'll sign off, this Saturday we will be at a game. We're not too sure what. Right now I would say it looks like Chester versus Upper Merion right here at the Clip Joint again. But we will look and see who the winners are and what games we want to do, and we'll go from there. Dave, final scores?
If that's the case, it'll be a rematch of the 1993 District 1 semifinals at the Palestra.
I was 4.
And we'll get to that if it's Upper Merion, but it looks that way right now. Chester wins at 74-59, running down the scoring for Chester now, 18-5. Michael Smith with 5, 11 points for Arad Carter, 8 points for Jameer Springfield. And, man, he had a lot of steals, Jameer did,
yes,
in the second half. And great job by the refs here tonight, by the way. I know a lot of fans aren't happy, both sides, but tremendous job. One of the best I've seen in a while. And this guy's really irritating me in the background. Jamai Evans with 4. Brian Randolph with 12. Jamar Sudan with a total of, well, he had a big fourth quarter, 15. 2 points. How many? How many? All right, anyway, 2 points for Tim Johnston, 6 points for Ramad D. Jarnett, and 10 points for Jordan Camper. Chester wins at 74-59. Running down the scoring for Upper Moreland, they fall to 12-11. Casey Decker was 6. 14 for Damian Washington. 8 points for Ryan Coyle. 3 points for Anthony Green. 11 points for Brett Brosman. 13 for Shane Stone. 4 for Jake Villanueva. And again, we want to thank Matt Hyland for all the information he gave us. Great job. What a great young coach he is. Unbelievable. My man. And also Chester, Larry Arbrey. What can you say? Chester in this gym since 1980, now 74 wins and one loss. That was to Coatesville a couple of years ago. Look at the banners. It's unbelievable. And there's not much more you can say. Mike?
No, that's it. We'll check back on DelcoHoops.com, see what the next game is going to be, and we'll go from there. And that's it. High school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.